Now, let's lead off with a lawsuit against a Bloomington nursing home that had one of the first COVID outbreaks in McLean County. More from Eric Stock.
A Bloomington family alleges gross negligence in a lawsuit against a nursing home where their loved one died of COVID-19 complications. Marlene Cowens Hill died in May during a coronavirus outbreak at the long-term care facility. Attorney Megan Shore is representing the family.
Part of our allegations is that the facility usurped resources and monetary compensation into their own pockets as opposed to putting in place PPE and protective measures and preventative measures in anticipation of COVID-19.
As WGLT reported in June, Cowens Hill called 911 herself multiple times saying she couldn't breathe. She asked to be taken to the hospital. She was taken to the hospital 2 days later and died the following day. Cowens Hill was one of 12 people at Bloomington Rehab who have died of COVID-19. That's more than any other nursing home in the county. Attorney Megan Shore says Bloomington Rehab has a history of neglecting residents. The lawsuit references 9 infection control violations in the last decade.
So there's a clear pattern here at this particular facility for failing to ensure that there are appropriate measures in place to prevent not just COVID-19 from happening, but prevent the spread of infectious diseases of all sorts.
Peoria-based Peterson Healthcare owns Bloomington Rehab. A spokesperson says the company doesn't comment on ongoing legal matters. Shore says the problems at Bloomington Rehab are not isolated. She says nursing homes everywhere are understaffed, and that's fueling COVID spread.
You don't see outbreaks in hospitals. You see them in nursing homes, and you have to ask yourself, why is that? And the answer is because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not staffing, and they're not using their resources appropriately.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 66 people have died of COVID-related symptoms at nursing homes in McLean County. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.